Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, we always say if a story grabs you, gotta dig deeper. And well, you guys said in this article from Christian Culture News about the fire at Atmore Church. So that's what we're doing today. Really gonna go deep and try to figure out like what the community response tells us.
Yeah, the article, it lays out the facts, you know, about the fire itself. But what's really interesting is how the whole community has come together, right? It's something else.
Yeah, and I think even just from the start, the impact. It wasn't just some building that burned down. They called Atmore Church a vital spiritual hub. And you can, like, immediately picture what that means for people, right? Decades of fellowship, helping people, spiritual guidance, and the timing, late Sunday evening. And they're saying the damage is irreparable. I mean, think about all those people, all those connections gone. Like, it's got to be so disorienting, you know, not just the building, but their whole routine.
It is. It makes you think about all the things that happen at a church, you know? Yeah, there are the services, but it's also a place for people to gather, to support each other, to mark those big moments in life. You know, the article mentions people feeling just shock and disbelief. I mean, a place with that many memories, personal and shared, to have it vanish. It's got to leave a huge hole.
It does. And yet the thing that really struck me was how quickly everyone stepped up to help. Not just like saying they're sorry, but really offering tangible support.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals, local organizations, everyone just kind of jumped in with food, places to stay, counseling. They use this phrase, remarkable unity among diverse groups, which, you know, says a lot. It's like this terrible event brought the whole town together.
It does. And it's fascinating to think about why, right? Why does something like this create such a strong bond? I mean, maybe because the church itself has always been a neutral space, a supportive space. So mm-hmm. those connections were already there just waiting to be activated, you know, and all those shared values, probably yeah. a big part of that instant unified response.
And that unity is like the engine behind all the fundraising efforts, right? Mm. I mean, rebuilding is going to take a lot of money. The article talked about like bake sales. And I know it sounds kind of simple, but there's something really, really powerful about that, isn't there? People bringing what they make, their own food, to help.
Oh, absolutely. These small local efforts. It's not just about the money. It's about everyone being part of it. You know, no matter how much they can give, they can contribute something.
Yeah.
It really reinforces that everyone has a role to play in getting the church back on its feet.
Yeah. And then there were those charity runs. Again, it's about the community, but also about being active, healthy. Entry fees all go into the rebuilding fund. Really clever way to tie it all together. And of course, the online crowdfunding. The article makes it clear that this was huge for reaching people who used to be part of the church, but maybe moved away, right? Like
yeah.
geography doesn't matter anymore when it comes to helping out.
And crowdfunding, it lets people connect on a different level, right? They share their own stories, their own memories of Atmore Church. It's not just giving money. It's almost like taking part in this collective story of loss and hope. It adds a whole other dimension.
It does. And then there's the part about the local businesses getting involved. And I thought this is really smart. You know, they're doing these donation drives where, like, on a certain day, a part of everything they sell goes to the church. It's a win-win, you know, for the church, for the businesses, for making those connections stronger.
It is. And it really shows that the whole community, you know, businesses included, they're invested in the church's future. They mention, like, local banks giving financial support because they see how important the church has been historically, culturally, and even construction companies offering discounts. That's commitment. It means every dollar goes further.
Exactly. And beyond just money, the article talks about in-kind support too.
Mm.
So, you know, retail chains, local suppliers, they're donating materials, supplies, the actual stuff they'll need to rebuild. That's not a small thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really drives home the point that it's not just on the congregation. Everyone's chipping in however they can.
And what's powerful about that kind of support, you know, the in-kind stuff, is that it's so practical. You can literally see the community helping to rebuild brick by brick. Shows how connected everyone is.
It does. And then there's the whole volunteer aspect, right? Sounds like there was something for anyone who wanted to help. And that's huge for, you know, creating that sense of purpose, working together, like the cleanup crews. Essential work. And they're saying no experience needed. Anyone can do it, all ages. Yet everyone can be a part of it.
Yeah, that immediate hands-on work it's good for the practical stuff, obviously, but it's also good for people emotionally, a way to process their grief, you know, their frustration, and put that energy into something positive. Plus, working side by side with your neighbors, there's something really healing about that, I think.
There is. And then on a more organizational side, there's the people gathering supplies, you know, tools, materials, first aid kits. Someone who's good at organizing could really shine there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the skilled volunteers, the carpenters, electricians, people who can manage the project. The article even mentions training opportunities, mm-hmm, which is awesome, right? It's about using the skills people have and maybe even learning new ones, all working toward the same goal. It's about so much more than just the building. It's about rebuilding those connections in the community.
And that brings us to what this church really meant to people. The article has this section called Messages of Hope, and it really hits home that for the people who went to Atmore Church, it wasn't just a building. It was a refuge, a place of faith, community, and just unwavering support.
And you really get that from the personal stories. You know, there's this woman, Maria Thompson. She calls the church her home away from home. She met lifelong friends there, found her faith. It really highlights how close everyone was, how much more it was than just a place to go on Sundays.
It does. And then James Holloway, he talks about the church being there for him during tough times, says it was more than bricks and mortar. It was a foundation of hope.
Yeah.
Really powerful, right? It speaks to the emotional and spiritual support people found there. It was a constant in their lives.
It was.
Yeah.
And even though they lost so much, the article keeps talking about this unwavering faith and how committed everyone is to rebuilding. It's almost like you can feel that energy. You know, it's not just about replacing what was lost. It's about creating something even better.
And that leads into their plans for the future, which is a whole other part of the article. Mm. It's like they're seeing this as an opportunity, you know, not just a setback, but a chance to make something new, something even better, while still honoring what was there before.
Yeah, the idea of a multi-purpose facility, that's thinking ahead. Spaces that can be used for lots of different things. Mm. Worship, yeah, but also community events, education programs.
Yeah.
Makes sense for a church to be active all week long, right? And they specifically mentioned wanting areas for youth programs and outreach, which shows they're thinking about the future of the community.
And they're talking about sustainable building practices, you know, eco-friendly materials, energy-efficient systems. Shows how much they care about the environment, about being good stewards, thinking long-term. It's about building for the future, not just for now. Their goal, like they say in the article, is to have a design that's beautiful, practical, and built to last.
And through it all, social media has been huge. Mm. I mean, it's like the ultimate tool for getting the word out, keeping everyone informed, rallying support.
Totally. The Facebook page, like the article describes, it became the place to go for updates, for seeing what happened, for sharing memories, for staying connected when things were, you know, really tough.
Yeah. And then the hashtags on Twitter, like hashtag rebuild at more church. So simple, but it works, right? Keeps the conversation going, keeps the fundraising in people's minds. And the GoFundMe campaigns, I mean, they say those were like essential to raising money. And those little stories people wrote, you know, from all over about how the church touched their lives. That's powerful stuff.
What's really cool is how local businesses and organizations got involved, too, using their own social media to spread the word, to get more people involved. It's like this network effect, right? Social media can really bring people together, especially in times of crisis.
It can. So, looking at everything we've talked about, the main theme that jumps out from the article is just how strong this community is, how much they support each other. It's that spirit that's making this whole recovery process possible.
Right. It's about so much more than just putting a building back up. It's about the spirit of Atmore, the resilience, all these people coming together, the businesses, the residents, everyone. It's a powerful reminder that hope can get you through anything.
It is. And it's inspiring to see all these different people, you know, with different skills, all working together toward the same goal. The article really shows how this collaboration isn't just rebuilding the church itself. It's strengthening the whole community, making it even stronger than before.
The story of Atmore Church, it's a story of hope. It shows that even when something terrible happens, you can find a way to rebuild, to grow, to come back stronger than ever. But it takes everyone working together, sharing a vision, being committed to that shared goal. It's a real testament to what people can achieve when they come together.
It really is.
Yeah.
Makes you think, you know.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like this in your own community? What is it about these places, like a church, that can bring people together like that? A lot to think about. Anyway, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.